This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli forces rescued a hostage found alone underground in Gaza, freeing a living captive from Hamas's vast tunnel network for the first time since the October 7th attack that ignited the war. The 52-year-old Israeli man was taken on Tuesday to a hospital in Israel, where members of his family gathered around his bedside in a joyful reunion. The rescue brought a rare moment of joy to Israelis after 10 months of war, but also served as a painful reminder that dozens of hostages are still in captivity as international mediators try to broker a ceasefire in which they would be released. As Israel approaches the anniversary of the October 7th Hamas attack that sparked the war in Gaza, the site of the Nova Music Festival has become a place of pilgrimage. Linda Gradstein reports.
Thomas Serfati came to the Nova site with a group from France.
Well, I wanted to see things with my own eyes, so back home I would be able really to better talk about it with some people, because like in America, in France, we have people that are adapting what happened, the horrors of what happened here.
The crowds of visitors include the deputy speaker of the Israeli parliament, Nissim Vatori, with a delegation from the ruling Likud party.
We come to look at these faces and to support the out of Israel, and we saw this. This is the reason that we are fighting at Gaza.
Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Kibbutz Re'em, Israel.
Venezuelan opposition leader Maria Corina Machado said on Tuesday President Nicolas Maduro is angering the population with repression and by arresting children as an election dispute reached the one-month mark and the opposition's pathways to clean power seemed narrow. El control que tiene.